Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Okay, here we go. All right, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a fantastic show planned for you tonight, and I certainly hope that you all are ready for it, because this is a topic that that we've been planning for a number of weeks now, and we're finally coming to doing it. So we're going to invite you all to call in. This would be a very good time right now to call in, or you can listen live via the internet at drjwalker.com. Make certain that when you do call in, you press 1, so you'll be able to go into the queue and join in with us for tonight's broadcast. Tonight, we're going to be talking about what is the meaning of free will. What is the meaning of free will? You know, we have often talked about free will, and it's just something that we use just freely. You know, when we're talking about free will, we say, well, I have the right to decide this or to do that. You know, tonight we're going to find out what you think free will is. That's what we want to really talk about tonight. What is free will? What does it mean to you to have free will? So that's something that you will really want to in on and check out. What is the meaning of free will? What does it mean to say that, oh, I have free will, or I'm exercising free will, or that's my prerogative? Is it the same thing? You know, we want to be able to find these things out. You know, what is free will? And we're going to give you a nice story tonight. My co-host, Miss Camilla Cross, should be joining us momentarily. And I'm going to get her thoughts. You're going to hear a few of my thoughts. And we're going to be talking tonight about free will. What's the meaning of free will? Well, when we talk about the word free, that means it's like that you're not under any restrictions. You're free. You're free to, you know, what does the word free mean? It means void of control, or someone controlling you, void of someone controlling others. So, you know, tonight that's what we want to get into. You know, are you free? Are you void of someone else having power or control over you? These are the topics that we want to really get into tonight. So, you know, as we're talking about free will, you want to really think about, you know, think about that. You want to think along those lines. Are you free? Are you free? You know, someone says, well, are you free to go out with me this evening? That means, are you disengaged? Are you available? Can you make up your mind to do this thing? You know, what is it? I mean, are you available? Do you have to get permission from someone else? So we've got a fantastic show for you tonight. I've got some questions that we're going to be addressing over the air. And we have some a number of topics. Let me just, for now, I want to do something. I want to go back and visit last week's show just for a moment. last week's show, I wanted to talk a little bit on that because we didn't get to some of the things that I wanted to discuss. And I want to encourage you all to go into the archives and listen to last week's show just before we get into tonight's broadcast. Do you gossip about other people unaware? You know, last week we were talking about this, and we come to find out that all of us probably are likely to gossip about people. Chances are we probably talked about somebody today. You know, I think that becomes part of our human nature. We may not call it gossiping, but perhaps that's what we're doing. And so, you know, hey, that's what we're doing. We're actually gossiping. We may not call it that, but that's, in fact, what we find ourselves doing. So we don't want to get caught up into that. I just want to spend a few more minutes on last week's topic before we get into tonight's topic. And we're waiting for my co-host to join us as well. So I asked a question on last week. Does this family know, when we talk about Pauline and Quinn, do they know something that we don't know about being happy? Because this was the family, of course, that spent time with their children. And all they did was basically gossip. They talked about people, you know, and they found pleasure. But guess what? They were happy. This was a surprisingly happy family, and their happiness was coming home and talking about people, whether that was making fun of them or not. And, of course, these stories are based on, inspired by true stories. And that's what happened. So I would no way encourage that we get caught up into gossiping about people, talking about them, or anything of the like or the sort. It's just, you know, what made this couple happy doing this? They had been doing it for so long that it became like second nature to them. And so I certainly wouldn't want to be one that got caught up into thinking along those lines. I want to hear from you. Press one. Let us hear from you tonight. Tell me what you think free will is, the meaning of free will. So when you press one on tonight's show, you're going to give me your definition of, excuse me, what you think it means to have free will. So you can certainly call in at 347-857-1769 and tell us what you think about free will and those things that associately go with that. And let me just conclude with last week's story. And that was where we mentioned last week's story about this couple being happily married. You know, you got to ask yourself some questions. Do you find yourself gossiping unaware? I think if you actually were honest and you asked yourself that question in the mirror, I think that you could only conclude that there's a good likelihood that you do, and because it has become a natural thing, and there's a good likelihood that with that natural thing, we're probably all doing it. And the sad part is, we're probably not even aware that we are talking about or gossiping about people. All right, now we're going to move forward and go right to tonight's story. Our characters in tonight's story are Raymond, Sally, and they have some family. They've got friends and some of their church members. All right, so you got Raymond and Sally. This is a married couple. They've got some of their family members that have come over from both sides. They have friends, and then they have some of their church family members that have also joined in over there. All right, so let's go ahead and take a look at tonight's story. What is the meaning of free will? This is tonight's topic, and it promises to be a very good one. So press one early on, so that you can get into the queue. Let me go ahead and read the story. All right. Recently, Raymond and Sally, they hosted an informal dinner at their home for a select group of family members from both sides. They also entertained friends and some church members. Now, the purpose of their hosting the informal dinner was to have an open discussion on the issue of free will. Raymond and Sally, a couple who've been married for 17 years, they've had a number of discussions on the topic and have yet to come to an amicable agreement on what free will actually means. As such, they decided to host this dinner. Now, just when you thought matters could not get any worse, the entire group of people in their home had varying views on how they interpreted free will. Now, here are a few of the issues that took place in their discussion on free will. Number one, what does free will mean? That's what they came up with, number one. Number two, there's nowhere in the Bible that says God actually gave man free will, or is it? Number three, do animals have free will? Four, does it mean we have free will because we are able to decide for ourselves? Number five, do children have free will? Number six, does a woman have free will when she is required to be submissive to her husband? Number seven, does an employee have free will when he is ordered to do things by his boss when he or she may not want to do it? Number eight, what takes away your free will if you have it? Number nine, does a woman have free will over her own body, even when it comes to giving birth? Now, and number 10, these are just some of the questions that we're going to be asking tonight. Number 10, all right, and that is, you may wonder, we skipped it. All right, number 10, when others make decisions for you, does this mean that you have surrendered your free will? Now, these are only some of the questions and concerns the group have had in their discussions on free will, which at the end of the day, they found themselves with no definitive answers. Now, could we be, the question that I start out with tonight, and we're going to go to the phone lines in just a moment, could we be calling free will when it could be simply, could what we be calling free will when it could be simply a matter of decisions or choices? Is that what it is? Is that what it is? We're going to go to the phone lines now and bring in, let's go to South Florida. Well, actually, Alabama. Let's go to 205-908. Welcome to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. You're live. Who do we have?
Good evening. This is Jack.
Jack, thanks for joining us. Jack, you know, could we be calling free will just a matter of the decisions and choices that we make? And then second question is there anywhere in the Bible that says that God gave man free will, those words?
I think on the first part that you asked, it is a matter of choice on what you, how you see it and what you want. And then in the Bible, it does say that God doesn't force man to do anything. He gives him that free will choice to decide on what he wants to do. He's not going to force his will on you. It's up to you to accept him as your personal savior. It's entirely up to you. But I think in your scenario with the story and all, I think it is just a matter of choice on some things that they want to do and some things they don't want to do. Two married couples, they just want to basically sow their oats or do basically what they want, and there's no jurisdiction there. But I think there's rules in everything that we do. There should be some guidelines that we should be following, you know, with every situation. And you can't tell your boss that, well, I don't want to do that because you're getting paid. Now, when people are volunteering, you can't force them to do anything. But when people are getting paid, then you have to comply, or otherwise you're being insubordinate. So you can't do that with your boss. Now, with children, we can more or less press our will upon them and tell them that this is what you're going to do because you're in my house. But that's not necessarily a good way of training your children, because the quickly they can get out of the house, the quickly they will. So you may want to give them a chance to voice their opinion. I mean, they have to be respectful, but you should give them a chance to voice their opinion, voice their concerns about things and all, and don't try to force everything down their throats and all. And I think I've talked to you before, and I think you shared a lot about that, how you you don't make decisions, and I don't make decisions for anybody either. If someone asks me something, then I'll give them my point of view. But for the most part, people don't want anybody telling them what to do, how to do it, because, you know, I was studying just recently, today and yesterday, about pride, and pride goes before fall. So all of this is intertwined into, you know, what you're talking about with this free will, and I just wanted to share that information.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Jack, let me ask you this. So in your definition, what would you say I mean, would you say that free will is just a matter of decisions and choices? And you say that, you know, God doesn't force anything on anyone. So how do we correlate that to be free will? How do we arrive at that, where this is what God has given us free
because
will?
He didn't create robots. Now, if he created a robot, then that robot would do whatever he wants him to do or wants her to do. Okay, but God, in his infinite wisdom, we can't explain God because God is supernatural, but he knows all anyway. So why would he create robots to just exist on Earth? And everybody doing the same thing, everybody looking the same way, everybody feeling the same way, or doing whatever he tells them to do and all. No, you have that choice, just like it was with the angels in heaven who we created first. They had that free will choice. So I'm looking at it as something that God gave to us, the choice to make a decision, okay? Because we're finite minds. That means we only think, you know, within reason, okay? And animals act on this. They're not like us. You mentioned something about animals. They act on instinct. They don't have the reasoning ability like man has. Man has the ability to reason and to think. And so that's why, you know, you're put in jail when you, you know, when you premeditate something and you hurt somebody or whatever, because you've had a chance to think it over. You know, you had a chance to think. So you have that choice. You have that choice to do a lot of things. So that's my take.
All right. Let's go 352-560. Are you there? It's a caller there. Jack, we're going to ask you to stand by. 352-560.
Yes. Hey, how's everyone?
We're doing great. Thank you for joining us. Who do we have on the line this evening?
This is...
I'm sorry?
Liz,
thank you for joining us. Liz,
how do you explain
free will? What does it mean to have free will?
Going by the Bible, it says, you know, Jesus said that the truth shall make you free. And so God's word, you know, he give us a choice. We can stay in bondage to sin, or we can accept his gift of salvation and be free of bondage and be free of sin. So it depends on, you know, what are you talking about? Some people feel like they're free, you know, if they go to the beach and can take all their clothes off to a nudist camp. So
okay.
There's different degrees or different types of freedom. So, as far as the Lord is concerned, there's only two. You know, you have two choices, either sin or salvation. So it kind of depends on what are you talking about. Because some people are financially free. They can buy anything they want. They don't have to rob Peter to pay Paul. So what kind of free are we talking about?
Okay, we're talking about free will, your ability to exercise your free will, your free will. What does that mean to you? Let's take some of the issues that actually went on in the story, and you all are free to join us tonight. You must press 1 on your dial to be able to get into the queue so that we can bring you in. You must be able to press 1 on your dial at this time. All right, let's take some of the issues that Sally and Raymond had when they had that informal dinner at their house. Of course, they asked the question, what does free will mean? And they got varying responses. So let's take a look at one that says that, you know, does it say anything that God gave man, you know, after he created him in his own image, after his likeness, man now has free will? So, Jack, let's bring you back in. And does it say those words, that man has free will? Or does it infer that by the choices that it gave man, the plan of salvation or sin, as Liz brought out?
Well, it gives the... It infers that. It doesn't necessarily say free will choice. but it does, it infers and it means exactly that, that you have a right to make a decision. Because, see, when he put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, you know, he told them exactly what they should do. You can eat of every tree in the garden except for one, and that was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So they had that choice. Now, he told them that if they ate of that fruit, they were going to surely die. But we know the story, what happened, that she decided to be enticed by the serpent or the snake or the devil and all, and then she did eat of it, so surely, and she gave it to her husband. He did eat as well. So they both had to die, so they had to be removed. But they had that choice to decide on whether they were going to eat or do what God says or choose death, and they decided to do the latter, and that was to choose death. But it's always
okay,
that way with us. No, go ahead.
Uh-huh. But Jack, let me ask you. I mean, as you think about it, if you could choose life or you choose death, and do you think that they really went into it thinking that this is going to be death, I'll choose death over life, or do
Absolutely
you think they
not.
May have just been beguiled by that serpent?
Adam wasn't deceived. Eve may have been deceived. But they knew what the consequences were going to be. But here's the thing, though. Here's the kicker behind it. They didn't believe, obviously they didn't believe that doing something so, what they thought was so insignificant, you know, would result in them being kicked out of the Garden of Eden and as a result of death. I mean, if we look at that, that's a small thing, you know, to eat of a tree and you had all those other trees. But there was all it was a test to see if they trusted him at all. So God does give us a free will. He gives us a free will, and that's with everything. We either accept, like Liz said, we either accept salvation or we accept death, or one of the two. Either there's no middle ground there. There's no purgatory, so to speak. There's either heaven or hell. So we have to look at all. We have to look at all of that. So there's a choice out there that we need to decide to make. Heaven or hell.
And Jack, I want to. We're going to go to the phone lines in a second. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. We see the phones are lighting up now. Jack, let's say a couple has kids out there, three or four kids, and all of a sudden now the oldest kid gets in trouble, and the parent decides, you know what, since his older one got in trouble, all of y'all going to be in trouble now. I'm just asking a question here, Jack. Is that really fair to the other kids that all of them got in trouble because the other one made a stupid decision to mess up?
Well, I think with the way you and I would look at it, we would say, of course, that's not right. That's not fair because those kids didn't do what that other person did. We'll look at it that way, but our minds are not like God's mind. Our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. So he had a purpose for what he did. And I don't understand that purpose because, as I said earlier in my statement, that God is supernatural. We can't explain him. But based on what you said, the little scenario you gave about one child did something and the parents, all the children and all, you and I would say no to that. But our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not even his thoughts. Yeah.
All right. Jack, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines once again. You're listening to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show, 347-857-1769. If you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, what is the meaning of free will? And let me just reiterate some of the concerns that the couple had tonight. We have Raymond, Sally, they have some of their family members, their friends, and some of the church members. And Raymond and Sally have been a couple that's been married for more than 17 years. They have their family members from both sides and friends and some church family members over to have an informal discussion on free will. And, you know, for some reason, Sally and Raymond, this couple, have had these discussions over the years, and they've never been able to come to any realization of what free will really is. And so they invited these people over to this informal dinner, and surprisingly, they still, at the end of the day, could not come up with an amicable response or answer to what free will actually is. Now, here's some of the issues that they had. One, they wanted to know, what does free will really mean? And then number two, the question was asked, there's nowhere in the Bible that says God actually gave man these words, free will, or is it? So nobody could actually come up with the words free will. Then number three, do animals have free will? Number four, does it mean to have free will because we are able to decide for ourselves? Number five, do children have free will? Number six, does a woman have free will when she is required to be submissive to her husband? Number seven, does an employee have free will when he is ordered to do things that he doesn't want to do, that the boss tells him or her to do? What takes away your free will? Does a woman have free will over her own body, even when it comes to giving birth? And finally, number 10, when others make decisions for you, does this mean that you have surrendered your free will? And that's what we have tonight. Let me go ahead and bring in my co-host, Ms. Cross, who's been patiently waiting by. Ms. Cross, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone had an enjoyable day.
Good evening, everyone.
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing well. Sorry for checking in so late. I had some job things going on.
No problem. So, Ms. Cross, just tell us, what does it mean to have free will? And we've got a number of callers that are waiting. We're going to get to all of you all, I promise.
Well, what I feel it means to have free will is, I think it's pretty much like, and, you know, I was chiming in and I heard what Jack and a little bit of Ms. Augustine was saying, was to pretty much have the, like, God pretty much brings us here, and we have the, internally, I feel like we have the tools and the morals to do the right and the wrong thing, to do the right thing, but it's a choice to actually activate that. Like, you know, I have this thing where, I guess it's a saying, the world has been given to the wicked, because there's so many things going on in the world that is just so unexplainable, you know, but I think that it's definitely a choice to do the right thing. I think we all have the capacity to do the right thing. I think innately we are born with the understanding of right and wrong. And the fact that we choose to go either way is definitely a choice. So that's where my understanding of free will comes from.
So, Ms. Cross, you're telling me that we're born knowing the difference between right and wrong? We are born that way?
I think it's inside of us. You know, of course, you're a baby, you're learning, but I feel like innately inside of us, we do have it inside of us in terms of our morals and our values. And what goes on around us is it activates. You know, I kind of say, like, you know, things will happen. You'll come into different situations where you will, you know, you'll have that feeling of when you know you're doing right and when you know you're doing wrong. Like, I think it's already inside of us.
All right, we're going to actually stand by Ms. Cross, because I want to know, since you said that we're born knowing right from wrong, so then I need to know what it means to be born into sin and shaped into iniquity. And we're going to go to phone line. Jack, I just want to bring you in on that one. And we got some noise in the background of some of you all. We're going to have to mute some of you all. So, Jack, just if you would, just share with us, and then we're going to go to 267-902, followed by 863. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to ask you all to stand by. Jack, born into sin, shaped into iniquity, but are we born, in your opinion, knowing right from wrong, but we choose whatever we want to do?
I agree with that. I have to agree with that. You know, as a baby, we don't know anything, but, you know, we're taught certain things and all. But just like she said, innately, it's instilled in us to know the difference between to do something bad or to do something wrong. We know when it's bad and we know when it's wrong. So we know good and evil. Now, when Adam and Eve was created, the only thing that they knew was good. They knew nothing evil. They don't know anything about anything bad, nothing about bad lungs, leaves falling from the tree. They knew nothing bad. But when they sinned, then God made them wise so they could understand the difference between good and evil. So that's why I believe that we know when we were born, you know, after we grow up a little bit and we can reason within ourselves, then we know the difference between good and evil. So it's innately within us, just like Ms. Cross said. Right. I think it's innately within us.
Okay, so you're saying innately within us is the sinful behavior, or is it, I mean, Ms. Cross said something here, and she can certainly defend this, that we're born knowing, you know, right from wrong. So I can't see a baby knowing right from wrong.
Well, I kind of touched on that. I said that, you know, when you're able to reason, when you're able to think for yourself,
when you become of age, then
you can reason, because I told you in the beginning, it's how it says about Adam and Eve, they knew nothing but good things. But when they sin, then they understand the difference between good and evil. So it's the same with us.
Right. But you said God made them wise. Right. You see, after they sinned, God made them wise.
That's the difference between everything good. You don't know anything evil. So now you know everything. You know.
Okay. So then, did God keep them? Did God intentionally? Was it His intent to keep them ignorant?
Well, I won't call that ignorant. I wish all I knew was good. I wish all I knew when everything was just perfect and everything was good. Because we're going to eventually revert back to that state. Because the Garden of Eden is going to be restored. So we are going to get back to that state that we know all things that are good. I mean, these former things are going to be passed away. They're not going to come into existence anymore. So that's something to think about, something exciting to think about.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Jack, we're going to ask you to stand by. We got to go to phone lines again. Let's go to 267-902. Thank you for your patience. And then we'll get to 863-412 momentarily. Well, who do we have with us and welcome?
Hi, this is Coach Irma. How's everybody doing?
Oh, good. Coach Irma. We're fine. Hi. Coach Irma.
How are you?
Author of, tell us the name of your book, Coach Irma, that I recently received. The seven, go ahead. I'll let you say it.
The seven S's that birth your dreams, living your life purpose fully. This is a book that was written to help people dream again and get them grounded in our Creator, connected to the power source all throughout our lives. We need to not let go of that. It's just
all
a
right.
reminder. I'm sure most of these things we already know, but sometimes it takes reminders to remind us who we are.
All right. Coach Irma, just quickly give them your email address, your phone number, if they want to get a copy of your book, which I've scanned through. It looks very, very good.
It is IrmaWilson@comcast.net. You can visit us online. I think my website is under construction again. IrmaWilson.com.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So this is a very interesting topic today. I guess your question is, do we have free will, or do the animals have free will? I think we do all have free will. However, choices is what makes the difference. The choices we make with the will that we have make all the difference. That's really what affects us. Having said that, we all have free will. The animal have free will to get up and go hunt for food, or they don't. They can attack, or they may not.
Wow. And you call that free will? All right.
It is,
Coach Irma, we're going to ask
you.
Yeah, we're going to ask you to stand by just a second. We've got a number of calls. We're going to try to get to as many as we can. Press 1 if you have a comment. Tonight we're talking about what is the meaning of free will. And, of course, if we do run out of tonight's if we run out of time, we will go ahead and continue this discussion tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on your half-hour inspirational program. You tune in to the same channel and the same time, and it will be a shorter show. But we will continue this discussion tomorrow evening. Ms. Coach Irma, we're going to ask you to stand by, all of you all. Let's go to 863-412. Welcome, and who do we have over the air this evening?
You have Dennis.
Dennis, thank you for joining us. Shout out to you.
All
Dennis,
right.
What?
Tell Jack I said hello.
Hi. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Jack.
Very good.
And all the other callers.
You
other
can tell
callers.
That Dennis
Hello.
Is one of our longtime callers. All right. Dennis, just quickly here, let me ask you, what is the meaning? We've got about 20 minutes before we close the show out tonight, you all. So we're going to ask everybody if you can expedite your comment so that we'll try to get back to each and every one of you all as well, because we got a number of people that want to get in tonight. Dennis, what does it mean to have free will? I mean, let's take, for example, a woman who decides who it's her body. Does she have free will over her body as to whether or not she wants to give birth to a child, even if she is married and the husband is presumed to be the father?
It doesn't matter if the husband is the father or not. If she has that power of choice. And that
so is that free
is
will,
what
though? Is that free will?
That is what free, that's what free will is. My free will tonight is to be listening to your show.
Okay.
My free will
is
to
choice.
Stay
it's
up to midnight.
It's a very good choice, I think.
Okay. I could choose to stay up to midnight, and then when I get ready to go to work in the morning, suffer the consequences. Free will is what God gave. When God gave us free will, he gave us the power of choice. He said, eat of all the trees except one.
Uh-huh.
And he was putting that choice out there. If a woman wants to have a baby, you know, that's her choice, because there's so many different ways of not having a baby nowadays that she has to choose to do it.
Uh-huh.
If a man wants to run around and cheat on his wife, that's his free will. He will suffer the consequences later on. Like Lorena Bobbitt, you know, cut something off.
Right.
He took his free will.
Okay.
I
remember that too.
Of choice.
Okay.
You know, that's what where the free will is. Everybody has it.
All right.
I will disagree with Jack and the other lady. We're not born knowing the difference from right and wrong. Because when a baby is born, the happiness he knows was the relationship he had inside of his mother, listening to her, listening to the outside things. But when he has the choice to do wrong or pick, you know, like my son used to try to stick a key in the electric socket. He didn't know that
uh-huh.
was wrong. He didn't know he was going to electrocute himself. When a child runs out into the street after a ball, that's he didn't know that was going to be wrong because he didn't know that car was coming down the street. But we as parents teach them. We inspire them. When your son or daughter touch a hot stove, you tell them hot, hot, you know, spank their hands or do something so they know not to do it. Then it is starting to get, things starts to get instilled within them, the right and the wrong, the power of choice. Does he want to stick his hand on that hot stove anymore after it's burning? No. So we are taught these things. We are given the choice. And we have to choose what is going to be best for us. The power of choice. In a relationship, nobody is tied or made to do the right thing. We choose to love and to serve and to be with the one we love. The power
okay.
of choice in a relationship.
All right, Dennis, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines once again. We're going to ask everybody to stand by. Jack and Ms. Cross, we're going to give you all a chance to give your thoughts on Dennis's disagreement. Just give us a moment. We'll come back to you. Let's go to 770-866. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Oh, well, hi, Dr. Walker. This is Audrey B., your professional life coach. And I was listening
RGB.
To your show tonight. Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
I'll be brief. I agree with, I believe, the last gentleman, Dennis, maybe, comments.
Uh-huh.
He summed up free will very well. We are given a choice. People have choices, especially once they have learned about a sense of right and wrong, which they're generally taught. And I'm going to throw this in. This is one of the reasons why I am refraining from judging people's actions now, because people have a choice. And I love those things that Dennis used as examples. You know, if someone chooses to cheat, they have a choice. You know, we look at them like, oh, how could they? Now, they're going to suffer the consequences of those choices, but they have a choice. And the same thing with the woman's body. Thank you, Dennis. It's great to hear a man have a sense of a sensibility. A woman has a choice, but there are always consequences. That's my comment for tonight.
All right, Audrey, thank you. We're going to ask you to stand by. Jack, let's bring you back in. Ms. Cross, we're going to bring you in right afterwards. And Jack, for some clarity perhaps, does a child know they're born into this world? Because I asked a question earlier, you know, born into sin, shaped into iniquity, if the child knows right from wrong, what's the point of being shaped?
Now, I agree with a lot of the things that Dennis was saying, because I basically said some of the same things that he was saying. The only thing I'm looking at from a biblical standpoint is that God gave us the free will choice. And the only thing Adam and Eve knew from the beginning was good. That's all they knew. They didn't know anything else. But once they sinned, then they understood the difference between good and evil. Now, as human beings, and I said this also, I did say that we had to be taught certain things, and when we are babies, we don't understand things. So when we become of age and when we are able to reason, these are the words that I use. I said when we're able to reason, that means we know the difference
right
now between good and evil. So it's innately within us to know the difference between good and evil. That's my take.
Okay. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Cross, let's bring you back in, and then we're going to go to 305-769. Ms. Cross, are we born to know right from wrong? I mean, if a baby, then why do they need training? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, I think that everybody's pretty much saying the same thing, but it's just the way that it's being
said.
That's
right.
Free will is definitely something that we have. You know, we're not animals. You know, it's not all about behavioralism. It's not only about being taught. We have the ability to think, and that's what makes us stand apart from animals. You know, behavioralism does play a part in our lives, but it also is about cognition. So part of what I was saying is that I feel like from a spiritual standpoint, it's already inside of us. And based on our experiences and what we go through, these things are activated. So that's kind of what I think everybody's saying in a whole. We all agree that we are born with free will, because we do have a choice, because in life, the things that we do are all based on choice. So, you know, I know people are like, you made me do this. You know, I had a conversation with a woman, and it was like a domestic violence situation, and we kind of talked about how sometimes the abuser will say, well, you made me. And I said, listen, I kind of gave her that look. I said, no one can make anyone do anything that they don't want to do unless, you know, of course, if it's by force. But that's a whole nother situation. But we have the choices that we make definitely are the choices that we make. And there's consequences. I know the caller, I think Mr. Dennis was talking about the fact that we make these choices and we definitely have to deal with the consequences. But the fact that, you know, there are consequences, you know, and God has consequences in line, is to teach us in itself. So, you know, definitely, you know, he wouldn't set us up to have free will and then not really have, you know, the choices and consequences.
Okay, just quickly here, because we're clearly running out of time. I want to get to some of the comments, but just quickly here, Ms. Cross, you said something, and it always leads to another question. You know, God wanted to teach us something, and so now the question becomes, you know, if he wanted to teach us something from our consequences or actions, then, I mean, do we ever run out of learning? Because it's like we just keep getting it wrong.
No, well, you know, but that's a choice as well, because if you don't learn from the things that you do, you will continue to make the same mistakes. You know,
okay,
at the end of the day, what I tell my kids is that in life, you either learning something, like the people in your life are either teaching you something or showing you something, but it's up to you to be able to pay attention. Like, you know, we go through things and we, you know, God is going to show us and reveal things. And if we're not paying attention, we will continue to make those things, you know, go through those same situations. So,
okay,
yeah, he's always teaching us.
But I got to ask this question because, you know, it becomes a question of who are we listening to, who are we following, and who are the teachers? Are the teachers qualified to teach us? Because I don't know if you all recall the show we did when we asked the question about what day is the Sabbath. And everybody seemed not everybody, but there were those that were on the air that, you know, the majority of them were saying Sunday is actually the seventh day, the Sabbath. And then before we finished the show, everybody had come to the conclusion that Saturday was the Sabbath. So if we're looking at it that way, then it's almost as if we are still learning something and we're suffering the consequences of it, because it looks like what looks good to us as man, you know, like even the foods that we eat. Let's just talk specifically about the foods that we eat. Looks like the foods that we eat are the foods that are actually killing us. And so are we still getting it right? Or are we getting it wrong? And it seems to be that we're getting it wrong. Jack, we're going to bring you in just for a second. Then we're going to go to 305-769. Huh?
No, it's
go
okay.
ahead,
I'm
Jack.
But you got to let me interject on that one.
All right. All right. Go ahead, Jack. Then we'll bring you in. Go ahead.
Okay.
Ms. Cross?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So the whole thing is, when we fall short, we take a lot of our understanding and pay attention to the messenger. A lot of times God can use anyone to give you a message. We can learn from, like we had a, you know, I know we had a show, and you can learn out of the house, out of the mouth of babes. Because God will use the common criminal sometimes to show you what the law looks like. So you cannot be so focused on the messenger. You know, you can't lean on your own understanding. When someone gives you a message, you've got to pray on it. If, you know, so it's not so much about the messenger. We have pastors that are amazing pastors that give a wonderful word, and that's not the life that they're living. You know what I mean? So God will use, he will use whoever you need him to use to get the message to you.
Okay, but once we discover that there is a likelihood that we could have been getting it wrong, why do we fall in the same pattern of the consequences? Jack, let's bring you in, and then we got to go to 769, 305-769. We're going to take some of the comments that are coming in. Jack, if you would.
Why do we do what now? Why do we, with the consequences?
We have these, you know, could we be getting it wrong from our teachers, the people who taught us? And they say, for example, we had that show about Saturday and Sunday, the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're now eating foods that all of a sudden now they discover that, oh, these foods are not healthy for you. This causes X, Y, and Z. So
okay,
those teachers who were teaching us, did they get it wrong?
Here's my take. A lot of times we don't listen. We know what's right, but we don't do it. Like in the Bible, it says, don't let any man teach you. It said you're to study for yourself. When the pastors say something, when they're preaching from the rosters, we're supposed to be writing down scriptures and what they're saying and all, and we go back and check it for ourselves. That's why the Bible tells us that. Don't let any man teach you. The more you study, the more he will reveal to you. And so I think that's what – so you asked the question, were we getting it right? A lot of times not. We're not getting it right because we're just listening to what others are saying and we're not studying for ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Let's go to thank you for that, Jack. We're going to go to 305-769. Thank you for your patience. You're on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. And who do we have on the air with us? And welcome.
Good evening. This is Ms. Augustine.
Ms. Augustine, thanks for joining us. Ms. Augustine, give us your thoughts. And we are clearly running out of time. I apologize.
It's okay. I've been listening to what everyone is saying, and I have learned a lot, you know, and I don't know what more I can say, because everyone is saying something that's true. And you could take this for instance. They say sugar is not good for us, but we need some sugar. And there's sugar in everything. You can eat an apple. There's sugar in an apple. So in life, we're going to always be learning something. And if we eat too much of anything or do things that we're not supposed to do, there's consequences. So no matter how much we try to get it right and to walk like Christ, we will never get it right. We will always fall short. So all we can do is keep learning and keep trying every day.
That's right.
Ms. Augustine, we're going to ask you to stand by. Liz, let's bring you back in. We appreciate your patience. Liz, I got to get to some of these comments. So here's what I'm going to do. And Audrey B., we're going to bring you back in as well. Let me go to the comment line now. Here we go. This male writes in. I want you to respond to this. I may ask a couple of you all the same question. He says, when it comes to free will, I think free will is something that God gave us in order to make us feel like we have a right to think and choose for ourselves.
Yes.
Liz, is he on point? What do you think? Just quickly here.
Yes. you know, God, if he wanted to, he, like one of the gentlemen said, he could have made us robots, you know, but he didn't want to make us robots because he wanted somebody to love him back on their own. I think Brother Jack, and he wanted someone who will love him back, return the love of their own choice,
that's
not being made to or beaten over the head. Well, you better love me, or I'm gonna kill you. No, no. He said, I set before you life and death, and he tell you to answer, choose life. And Proverbs. So he wanted sons and daughters, so he sent his son Jesus to die for us so that we can have a right to the tree of right to the salvation that Adam and Eve lost in the garden. So we can come back to him and love him because we want to, not because we have to.
Okay,
that's right.
Just a quick question here. I'm going to ask you all to stand by. And all of you, we're going to ask you the same question. I mean, we're going to give you the same comment for the gentleman who says he thinks it's a matter of free will, as a matter of being able to think and choose for yourself. But I got to ask this question based on what Liz just said, and that is about, you know, coming back. Then the question becomes, the question really becomes now, if, you know, if there's, could we be a test pilot for the other worlds to look and see what these humans go through and the pain and suffering and ultimately death as a result of sin? Could it be that God is showing these other worlds? Could we be a test for the other worlds if there exists life existence out there and they say, oh, no, I don't want to go through that pain and suffering. A woman is in pain when she has a baby. People ultimately die when we can do right over here and live forever. What do you think about that? Audrey B.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was my question.
Yes.
It's possible. I do believe that there's life on other planets. So it's quite possible that it is a way to show other, you know, life entities the consequences. But I really admire the fact that God did allow us to have choice and that we still do have choices.
Right. Dennis, let's bring you in here real quickly now. Could we be a test pilot? Other worlds are watching us and saying, no, I don't want anything like them humans. They crazy. You know, they do some stupid stuff. They make stupid decisions and based on their free will.
All right,
we're going to ask Dennis to stand by. Jack, let's bring, let me go now to Coach Irma. Coach Irma, you said that animals have free will. Do you really mean that?
I believe so. I believe that, you know, they know when to protect their family. They know when to go to battle. If you watch, you know, if you go watch the jungle movies, they attack. They know when to stop. They know when to go. But Miss Ross had brought something that touched home for me personally. She said when she first came on that, it is within us already. God created us with everything that we need. Yes, once we come to life, there's things that we are going to learn, behaviors, cultures, and all these things that we learn from our environment only enhances and pull out what's within us already. I truly believe that. Because I have a one-year-old that would come to my house, and I tell him, don't touch whatever I told him not to touch. At first, he goes for it without even thinking about it. But every time he touches it, I said, stop, don't touch. You should see him looking at me and stick his hand in his back and back up and try to touch it, thinking that he can trick me. This is a one-year-old. He's only 1 year old. So I really believe it is within us. We want to try things. It is so strong within us. We can even fight it sometimes.
Right. So isn't it possible that, I mean, isn't it our nature that we're born into sin? So we have a sinful nature. We have a sinful nature that is born, that's innately within us. And so wouldn't that suggest or infer that we have the propensity to do wrong. Because it's our foreparents did wrong.
We also, Coach, we don't just do wrong. We also love. He hugs me and kisses me. When he sees
right,
me walk
right.
to the
I understand.
Door, he runs
I understand
to the door.
That.
So it's always two. There's always two, the good and the bad. That's what makes us
right.
choose.
But him being as small, as small right. as he is, as young as he is, his propensity is when you told him don't touch it, he wants to investigate. He wants to discover, okay, well, I wonder why she don't want me. That's how the nature of us. Let's see, where are we now? Jack, let's bring you in for a second. Jack, mm-hmm. wouldn't it be our propensity mm-hmm. to want to do bad? Because that's
I
our
agree
nature.
With the I agree with the comment that you made, that we do have that free will choice. And it's innately within us to do evil. We're born into sin, but we're shaping into iniquity and all. So getting back to that with Adam and Eve, they were born perfect. They knew nothing but good. But as a result of the sin, then they knew the difference between good and evil. So we're born into a sinful world. So as we become mature and as we are being taught by our parents, we know the difference. As we grow older and we can reason within ourselves, we know the difference between right and wrong. And the reason why animals behave in the way they do, protecting their children, all of this is instinctively within them. I don't necessarily agree so much that they have a free will choice, because animals can't reason. They act on instinct. Man doesn't act on instinct. Man has the ability to reason within themselves. So that's why they put you in jail when you do something wrong, because you had a chance to think it over, and then you go out and then you shoot somebody, and then you go into jail for that. And in no way, when we do things wrong, God is going to clear the guilty. Now, people talked about that earlier, but I'm just saying it in a different way. There's no way he'll clear the guilty. In other words, we're going to suffer for whatever consequence that we did, whatever sin that we did, we have to suffer for those. And sometimes it comes to our children.
Okay. So then, Jack, here's the thing, though. Okay, with the sinning part, and again, I think that we have the sinful nature. We're born with that. I think it's in the bloodline. We're born with that because of our foreparents.
I agree.
So we're born with that nature. Mm-hmm. So when Coach Irma's saying that she's got the kid that comes over, when she's saying don't go after that, his nature to go after
that,
because you pointed
anyway.
That out. You know.
Can I add something to that?
Yeah.
If he sees me looking at him, if he knows that I caught him touching it, he runs and gives me a kiss.
Right.
So
he doesn't want the consequences of a battle.
You can play both sides. It's a choice. We're not just born out of, you know, we have a sinful nature. We also made out of love, the love of
right.
God.
Right. I agree with that. That is a component of us. But we're born with that propensity. And let me tell you something. He knows you're watching him. So now he tries to ease over there on you. But the minute, if you could turn your back long enough, he's going after that thing that you told him don't do. Look at the behavior. Look at the behavior of the world as it is now. It's like we're doing all the wrong things.
Crazy.
You know, we are clearly out of time. They just told me that we're down to 60 seconds. And we're clearly out of time. We're going to continue this one tomorrow night. We're going to extend tomorrow night's show for a full hour tomorrow night. So I would love to have all of you all join us tomorrow night and come in early enough at 7 o'clock so that we can finish out tonight's topic. Ms. Cross, we've got about 15 seconds. I'm going to let you go ahead and take us home, please.
Well, yes, I wanted to say that we definitely have the abilities to make a choice as to the things that we do. You know, we want to understand that God has a way of making sure that, well, I think that God already instilled in us, and I'm going to stand by that, instilled in us the morals and the values. And what happens is once we go to, coming into certain environments, it actually does kind of stimulate us to actually use those morals and values. So I don't really, because I don't like to try to give people an out that they didn't know better, or that, you know, it's definitely choice. Like we have the we make the choice as to what as to what we need to do.
All right. Then on that note, we are clearly out of time. I'm going to ask you to join us back here tomorrow night for your half-hour inspirational program, which will be a continuation of tonight's program. What it means, what is the meaning of free will? And that will also tie into tomorrow night's show together, which is how important is it to believe? You don't really want to miss either one of those shows because they're going to both be together in one full hour. So please join us here. And, of course, if you can't join us here tomorrow night for your half-hour inspiration program, join us back here live next Thursday when the topic will be, can we really be good? Can we as humans really be good? That's going to be next Thursday's topic. You don't want to miss that one. So until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You were great.
Oh, I love the show tonight.
Oh, Miss Augustine, how are you?
Good.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. Oh, that's wonderful. I think she got me mixed up with you and say,